The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thanks for listening.
Well, yes, I'm going to get mad because your tongue is in another girl's mouth.
What do I do now? Because I still like you and I still want to be with you.
Or more chill, more soft. Mm-hmm, yeah. And that ends up draining you too.
Okay, welcome to the podcast. We're back full circle. We have our special guests, real ones, remember them from the first episode of the season. Would you like to introduce yourselves again?
Hi, I'm Var, and I forgot what program I said I was in first time, so.
I think you're in philosophy.
Okay, my name is Dorit. I also forgot what I said before.
I don't know, yeah.
Wait.
Fashion, maybe?
I think I might have said fashion.
Yes, you could be in fashion. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, see, fit. is the fit fitting?
So, I came across this, I think...
Like, short story?
Yeah, it's like a short story article thing about... it's called The Crane Wife by C.J. Hauser. It talks about another story, like an old tale called The Crane Wife. So, that's, like, what it's, like, also about. But this is, like, a short story written by C.J. about this. So, that's, like... I think I came across it on, like, TikTok, and I was like, wow, I'll tap in. And I sent it to Var, and she really also...
Yeah, she sent it to me after, like, my really bad breakup, and I think it was life-changing.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, we just kind of want to talk about this story because it's really interesting. It starts off by... The author is writing about herself. Basically, she was engaged to someone, and then she called off the wedding, like, 10 days before the... wedding? Is that true? Maybe that's not
true. She called off her engagement, so I was just looking up the summary that we can...
No, she called off the engagement, and 10 days after, she went on a trip.
Okay, yeah. Dorian somehow knows the story better than I do, even though he didn't read it.
hey, I'm reading it right now. I'm actually skimming
through.
We're all reading it right now, even the viewers.
Yeah.
Also, in, like, the first, like, paragraph itself, she's talking about how she's, like, oh, I should probably cancel this trip because, like, there's no way I'm going on this, like, expedition right after I just broke up with my fiancé. Yeah. And I think that also just shows that, like, sometimes ending things is not always a bad thing for you.
Yeah.
It will help you feel better. And you, like, she's talking about how, like, she's going shopping. She was excited to go on this trip.
Yeah.
But she's like, wait, but this doesn't look right.
Like, it doesn't seem right to break up with someone and then immediately be doing this cool thing. Yeah. But it's like, actually, that might be what's helping you, and also...
Because it was the first thing she was doing for herself after the breakup.
For sure. Probably in a long time, first thing that she's been doing for herself.
Also, I feel like it's the one thing that probably did help her, like, move on.
Yeah.
It's like...
Because she notices a lot of... well, basically, she's going on this, I guess, researching trip.
Yeah.
To see, like, the... Like, I forget what type of cranes they were, but...
Whipping cranes.
Yeah. And how they, like, behave... And all of that. Mm-hmm. And I think she finds a lot of, like, familiarities in, like, society and the crane society.
Yeah. She meets all these, like, new people, too, that she, like, wouldn't have interacted with otherwise, which is also a good, like, fresh start. What were you gonna
say? Like, I'm pretty sure this is based... Isn't this based on another story called Crane Wife?
Yeah.
Of the same name. because like I swear
did
I knew
something.
Did you
read it in, like, English? I did.
I swear I heard it before.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's because it was also summarized here. It's, like, the thing where she was, like, a crane.
Yeah.
And she fell in love with, like, a human. Yeah. And she kept, like, plucking her feathers more and to make herself look more human.
Yeah, because she knew that, like, he wouldn't like her if he knew she was a crane. So every morning she'd be, like, pretending, like, she's someone that she's not. But
Yeah. This is what I've been saying. It's, like, you can only... Like, obviously, when you first get with someone, you want to impress them and you want to be this, like, amazing person for them. But it's, like...
You still have to be a version of yourself.
Yes, and if you're sacrificing yourself every time, it's, like... Like, first of all, I'm pretty sure the other person can tell. Because I've been able to tell when someone's not being authentic.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I don't want to associate with that anymore. Because, like, bro, like, I know that's not you. I don't want to, like, engage in this.
Yeah.
Right? Because you don't want to, like, feed that, that, like, validation, I guess, and, like, oh, every time I act like this, like, she likes me more, so I'm gonna keep doing it. Like, no, I don't want to feed that either, so I kind of pull away, guys. I don't know. It's really bad. But then they keep doing it, and you can only keep up that for so long, and it drains both of you in the end, and then you both are walking away from this relationship extremely drained, exhausted.
Yeah.
And a waste, just you're just wasting your time. Yeah, like, you have to keep up the act
forever.
And I think that's where the 3 month rule, whatever, started coming from.
Actually, true. And like the honeymoon phase and whatever, because it's like, it's going to seem like it's really perfect at the start because
you're trying to impress them.
Who you are. Yeah.
And also, I feel like it is, I don't know. I want you to see my flaws, because if you don't like them, then leave.
I know. It's always like, wow, like, it's good when, like, you know that someone still likes you after seeing you at your worst, because then it's like, wow, like, that's good. Like, you're still...
Exactly. And I want to see your flaws, too. And, like, yes, you might be scared that I might not like you after, but it's like, I'm not evil, first of all.
First.
And also, wouldn't you rather work through it now than, like, in the future, when they completely switch personalities, and you're like, wait, like, I don't know how to deal with this person anymore.
Like, you want to be with someone who will accept you for who you actually are.
Exactly.
And if they won't, then they're not the right person. Yeah. Or you need to work on
your cup of tea.
But, yeah.
I feel like I've had, like, a lot of similar experiences where it's like, I've kind of also been the person who's like always trying to be like a lot more soft-spoken or a lot more like, because you know, like when you do the thing in relationships where you like, you don't want to seem like you're angry, you always want to seem like you're like really calm or really like nice and like, and it's like
really
like,
you want to seem chill, you want to seem talk like about that too in
no
a sec.
You want to seem like the person who's like, okay, like yes, you did this, but it's like, it's fine, like, you know, you can do whatever, even though like what you're feeling is actually like, because you always feel like the other person is not going to be able to handle you like kind of like being angry, so you always try to like reduce that and like try to be like more like just more just like more soft or more chill, more soft spoken, more like whatever, and that ends up draining you too, and it's like,
because you end up bottling it up and then you start resenting slowly.
That's so true. If you're still thinking this and you still know what you truly feel, then it's like, it doesn't work when you try and pretend like it's
pushing it down and
pushing
praying.
It down and
some could say like,
all I'm saying is, I don't know, Olivia Rodrigo, new album.
No, please.
You seem pretty sad. I can't. For a girl so
I think it's, did you see that interview where she was like, I thought like after falling in love it would just fix everything around me and everything about me, but it didn't. Like, those like problems, they still existed.
Wow.
Yeah, so but it's like she talks about in the CJ like short story or whatever. She talks about like wanting to seem like a cool girl and like not like having like showing her needs, because like then it's gonna make her seem like needy, and then he's gonna be like, oh, I don't want to be with her because.
Like, she doesn't want it to feel like it's a chore to be loved.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Please, actually, like, please shut up. You're not allowed to talk on this podcast anymore.
Thanks. Because... no, because... Ooh, personal stuff. But one of my biggest fears, I guess, was that I thought I was not easy to be loved.
Aww.
And it's like, wait, this is not funny, but why is it so hot in here? That's why, like, every time something would happen, I would feel like I needed to tolerate this because this is the best I would ever get.
Oh, my God.
This is good. That was going to get for me.
That's, I think when people are, like, young, too, or they haven't been in, like, many relationships, they think, like, I don't know, like, I definitely was like, what if this is the best it's going to get because I don't know anything else.
And, like it's you don't know what the movie, like, the movies, they're always lying to you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And, like, what if,
there's, like,
this
what a relationship looks like. It's, like, it has ups and
that's, like,
downs.
Your only...
Like whatever. It's real life, And then you just enter this mode where you're trying to, like, defend the other person as well.
Of course.
You know, like, when you tell your friends, like, oh, like, this person did that and whatever. And they're like, oh, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, he didn't mean like that. No, like,
Making
you know what
excuses
I mean?
And everything.
Yeah.
My friends. I remember when it was, I think we were both talking about this too, or like all of us actually. Mm-hmm. I knew I couldn't listen to Scared of My Guitar without feeling insanely guilty.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what if I never find anything better? The doubt always crosses my mind. So we'll stay together because how could I ever
trade something that's good for what's right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's usually my sign. If I listen to that in a relationship and like, cry, like, okay, like, it's time for me to go.
It's actually, it's crazy, because Scared of My Guitar is kind of like, it's like you're in this situation that seems like it's like it should be fine, but then it's like just fine, that's it. You'd know that you want something more, but you also don't want to admit that, really.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like you know what triggers that feeling. That's why she said Scared of My Guitar, because to her music was the trigger.
For me, it's like talking to like Jackie. Yeah. Like, I'm like, wow, like that's like my like guitar. Yeah. You know?
I think for me, I didn't talk about it to anybody. I just kind of isolated.
And that is like a thing. And then it's like if you were to say it, then it's like, wow.
It's like no, because I in my head, like I knew it was gonna happen, but I didn't want it to. Yeah. I'm glad it did. So
no, because the more you talk, the more you kind of like broke down. Like, oh, the more you like the more like that yes. that's like just the more you were talking. Yeah, like,
we were all having lunch together. It was going great, by the way.
Yeah.
And I remember Brie and I, we were always, because we had gone through the breakup at the same time, so we'd always talk about songs that we related to and hot take. But, like, you know, pushing it down and playing. Sorry. They all got us through it. But, yeah, and then Dorian, he asks me, like, hey, Var, are you, what did you say, are you happy?
I said, are you happy?
Wow. And I started, I broke down while eating my spring roll, and I wasn't even hungry anymore. It was beautiful, but I did break up with them that day.
It was a core memory.
It was a core memory.
Cool, yeah.
Like, first year could not. Like, no, it ruined my entire first year. Aww. But
like, canon event.
Hey, we don't manifest that. No, please.
First year canon event. Only, we're done. We're out of it.
07.
Oh, sorry. Please. No.
Like,
just
all
kidding.
Around
just
here.
Kidding.
JK.
But yeah, like, yeah. If we want to go back to the story, like, at the beginning, she talks about how she just, like, kind of wanted to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted him to, like, show that he loved her. Because she could think, okay, in theory, yeah, you probably love me. But what does that mean if you're not showing it or acting like it or exactly. saying it?
The thing was, he mm-hmm. would show love to her. But mm-hmm. it wouldn't be in a way where, like, it wouldn't validate her. Because
yeah.
it's like, they're speaking two different languages. Mm, yeah. If I'm talking to you in French and you're talking to me in English and yeah. I don't understand you, we're just going to go back and forth.
Yeah. And I'm never going to understand exactly. it. Exactly. You're never going to understand why I don't get it. Yeah.
At one point, someone's going to give up. Mm. Can I read the quote?
Yeah.
She was talking about, I often cried or yelled.
That's
or
exactly what I have to.
Reasoned or pleaded with my fiancé to tell me that he loved me, to be nice to me. If you
things.
Have to tell your boyfriend, fiance, to husband nice. To be nice to you, that is not your rough. Man.
It's
dump his ass.
So insane.
I know it's crazy because men are evil, and no, I can't. Ew.
And to tell them, no, please don't please, be evil. Please, yes, can you please can you be nice?
Please
to your
respect
girlfriend?
Me. Please,
can you be nice to anyone? I don't know
exactly.
Also, there was a part in the story yeah. where she was going, like, I could tell people, like, I usually tell people that the reason we broke up was because he cheated on me.
Yeah.
But actually, he cheated on me, like, way before.
Yeah, and that's like, not when she left.
And that's, yeah, and I still stayed through it.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of this story is also, like, sunk cost fallacy in, like, her
True.
End.
True.
Because it's this theory where it's, like, you don't leave a situation because you feel like you've put in so much effort
mm-hmm,
into it
yeah.
and you've put in so much of yourself that, like, now it's, like, what will happen that you're gone? What will happen that it won't be there? Because, like, because you just put so much of yourself and it's, like, now you have to stick through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, totally. Now, like, she also, like, found out that he cheated on her, like, a year ago mm-hmm. or something.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's, like, okay, well, that happened before. What do I do now? Like, we've had such a, like, good year since then. So then it's like, what do you do?
Oh, yeah, Rhea, what does this remind you of? Like what was it? Because there was a part of the book that was like, oh, like, what was...
I can't leak that, but... No, but, yeah. But, yeah, like, she talks about how it's like, okay, he... Also, at the beginning, he, like got with someone else or something. And then he was like, oh, well, we're not official yet, so... it's
right.
like, okay,
right,
yes, but right. also... Well, what do I do now? Genuinely, that is, like, actually such a dilemma because then it's like, okay, well, yeah, we didn't technically do this. So technically you could have, but also I wouldn't do that to you.
Exactly.
But also, oh what do God. I do now because I still like you and I still want to be with you, but do I really because I know that you've done this thing? It's actually crazy.
And, like, ooh.
Yeah.
Not speaking from experience or anything.
No,
not at all.
Not
we don't do that around
none
here.
Of us. Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... if you go sleep with another girl, go kiss another girl,
mm-hmm.
multiple girls, you know,
yeah.
something like that.
Multiple, like six or
one
seven.
Or two, six, seven.
And the thing is, I had asked him to tell me if he would do that.
Yeah.
Right? Because we weren't, like, together, but mm-hmm. it's like, hey, like, if you do that, just let me know. And then he's like, okay,
and
like,
that's
I will.
Such a, like, chill way of doing it. Like, you're trying so hard to be, like, a chill girl, being like, just, like, let me know and it's fine. Like, just tell me. I want to know.
We weren't together because... Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I'm not really ready for a relationship right now. Like, I want to have fun. I'm in school still. Like, okay.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
Whatever you say, Queen. Yeah. And he'd also just gotten out of, like, his, like, long-term relationship with his girlfriend, who I'm besties with, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
We love him. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, like, I just need you to tell me, like, why, though, like, I don't really, like, I will, but, like, why? And I'm like, because I just want to know. Mm-hmm. I would rather find out from you than anyone else. And I don't want to look like an idiot.
Yeah.
For not knowing.
Because if other people know and you don't, that's so, like, it's so embarrassing.
And guess what he did? He did not tell me. Mm. I had to find... Actually, there were 7 girls that he got
with. My God.
So truly 6 or 7.
Like, yeah, truly 6 or 7. Maybe it was just 6.
And the first time it happened, I was pissed. And then I told him, I was like, hey, like, I literally asked you to tell me, and you didn't. He's like, because you would get mad at me.
You're still doing it either way, so what are we doing?
And then I said, well, yes, I'm going to get mad, because your tongue is in another girl's mouth.
And you're going to find out about it either way.
Exactly, because this girl was in the same class as us, and I'd see her eyeing him down, and I'd see him looking back at her constantly, and I was just in the middle, like, right. And it's like, cue the clown music.
Yeah.
You know that one meme where it's, like the girl as, like, the clown, and, like, the guy, like the king or whatever?
Oh, my gosh. No, I have not come across
that. No, it's, like, the girl, like, dancing or something. Oh, no.
And then, I really hope I never
please send it to us.
I got you. Okay. No, but I like that she... Like, in the very end of the story, she talks about, like, how, like, if I went through this wedding, she was going to ruin herself. And it goes into, like, this,
like... she almost married him, and that's so scary, but...
And, like... I mean... And it ends, like, with being, like, oh, to be a crane wife is unsustainable, because it truly is. Because the more you sacrifice yourself to, like, to lower your standards, to, like, be accommodating of someone else is... It's truly unsustainable.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, you have your... Because your needs are never, like... unreasonable. Mm-hmm. It's always like just the other person just cannot give them to you. It's just like that's
or they're choosing not to or because they don't want to put in that effort.
They're probably not giving it to you because that's not how they feel love. And I think that's what's so complicated about it. It's like, let's say, like, are you allergic to anything? Actually, don't leak that. Let's say you're allergic to, like, a certain type of flower, right? But you love flowers.
I love flowers.
But if I'm giving you the one that you're allergic to constantly, on one half, you're like, oh my God, like, that's so sweet. Like, you thought of me and you got it for me. And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, she loves this flower. She loves flowers. I'm going to get her this one.
Yeah.
And it's like at some point.
If you're not doing what I actually want and I actually need, then I'm not going to feel like that's doing anything for me. Even though you are technically putting an effort and trying.
And you bottle it up and push it down every time. You're like, oh, at least I get a flower. At least I get a flower.
Exactly. Yeah. There's like a lot, like, in this thing that's like you accept the love that you think you deserve.
Yes.
And she he has kind of made her lower her standards every time that he's not met them by being like,
to be loved is to be seen.
Yes. There's this quote that's, I told him this was like us going on a hiking trip and him telling me that he had water in his backpack but not ever giving it to me and then wondering why I was still thirsty.
It doesn't, if it means nothing to you but it means something to them, do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
It's literally, she wanted him to say I love you and he wouldn't do it and they were gonna get married.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he thought she was getting too many compliments.
But that's the thing, like, there's a part in here where, like, she wants him to compliment her about this pretty dress that she's wearing that she knows is really pretty. Yeah. And he said, I told you that you looked nice when you wore that dress last summer. It's reasonable to assume that I think you still look nice in it now. That is so insane.
That is a crazy thing to say.
Because you can still say, like, I think you look great in that dress.
It's so not hard to say that.
I feel like girls, they also get so insecure. And the, like, if I wear the same outfit I'm wearing today, tomorrow,
you might feel completely different. Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, compliments are so, so important. And I get why they think that we don't like them. Because I'm not the best with compliments. Like, I get awkward. But I do truly appreciate it. But it's just, like, it's really hard for me. Like, oh, thanks.
Like, and doing something once doesn't count forever. Like, you can't just be like, I love you. So then, like, I mean, yeah, I guess it's like, yeah, you should think, okay, hopefully they love me forever if they said it once. Yeah. But, like,
the thing is, when you feel it, you will always express it.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
or show it in some way.
Yeah, in some way. Because if you
don't. I mean, you can also say, I love you and not, like, words mean nothing.
Yeah.
Words mean nothing.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't know.
I just like, you can tell me how much you love me, but I'll be like, oh, that's really cute.
You have to feel it.
Exactly.
Or else it's like, I don't know.
I feel like with this whole thing of like, oh, I need this, this, and that, and the other person cannot give it. It's like, you know what? Like, that's when you just leave, because the other person can also find someone who will be able to, like, who will be okay with getting this and that. And you need something, you need someone else to give you, like, more. And it's best that both of you, like, go with people that, like, give you what you want.
Stop trying to mold someone. Just, into something else. Like, it's like putting a square
in a
cube in like a triangle shape, like you know those like puzzle boxes. Just won't work, or there'll always be like a big chunk of like the space that needs to be filled up that just won't happen.
Wow, that was good. That was good. Yeah, like this part is interesting. They were like on this research trip and they were like, I wonder how many like wild pigs we're gonna see today. And she was like, yeah, maybe we'll see 3 or 4. Six or seven. And then this other guy was like, no, we're gonna see 20. And she was like, that's, you know, that's stupid, like why would you bet so like optimistic? And then they saw 20 and she was like, wow, I didn't even think that was a possibility. Like, it's when you don't see what something could be, you think that it's not even a choice, you think, because it's not even an option,
and you restrict yourself
to just 3 or 4 because that's like, okay, you've seen that, you know that that could happen. But you don't even know that there could be more to
that
life.
That ties back into the, like, you accept the love you think you deserve. I also liked this part in the story where she was at her fiance's, like, mom's, like, it was her mother-in-law's place. And she asked her, like, oh, what, like, I guess character do you want, like, your stocking? And she said she wanted, like, a squirrel. Her mother-in-law, it was, she, I think so, a mouse wearing a pink dress and an apron holding a broom and a dustpan. And she said, okay, this is the quote. I was going to do a squirrel, but then I thought, that just isn't CJ. This is CJ. So I think it also, it's just like, they can't see you for who you are. They keep putting you in this separate category.
Of that, what they want, maybe.
Yeah. What they want you to be. Or like, even if she is that person, but she sees herself as a squirrel. I feel like that, at the end of the day, might be her goal. But if you keep pushing her this way towards like the mouse, it's like, like, you're not letting her grow.
And you're not letting her be herself. Exactly. You're not letting her feel like she has freedom in who she is. If you're just saying, no, this is who you are.
And at the end of that part, she says, I couldn't tell which one of us was, like, wrong about who I was.
Yeah.
I think that was, like, really beautiful.
No, I truly think a lot of that part is that you always, like, look for the other person to tell you what you are. And it's, like, at some point, like, you just have to find it from yourself.
We're saying all of this, but trust me, we have all been in this situation.
Yeah, 100%. It is
easier said than done.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. And it's, you think that because in a relationship, you're like, you know, it's more intimate, you're closer, like, they're supposed to be your best friend in a way. So you would think that they know what's best for you because they know you in a way your friends don't. So you're obviously going to kind of, I guess, prioritize their opinion a tad bit more. But at the end of the day, like, you should...
You have to know who you are outside of that relationship and outside of them.
I don't know. Like, there's definitely things that they'll know about you that you don't, like, pay attention to.
Yeah.
That you like doing.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's cute.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's not as common as you think, because I've noticed this in, like, TV shows and movies where the guy just knows why a girl... Have you seen that one clip where she gets both a chocolate cake and a lemon cake?
No,
I haven't.
Oh my god,
you.
I don't remember where it was from. Well, she makes the other person get a chocolate cake, I think, and she gets the lemon one because she wants both.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously you can't have both cakes at once. Like, that's too much cake, apparently.
Yeah.
So then, and so she tries some of hers, some of his, some of hers, some of his. And, like, that's how they share. It's, like, cute and whatnot.
Yeah, all of theory and whatnot.
After they broke up, he still did the same. He got both cakes and he would eat it. Both at the same time. And I think also in the summer I turned pretty. There was something Belly would do. Oh my god, the Sour Patch and the Swedish Fish thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh, when, so Jeremiah went into the store to get something.
Swedish Fish.
He just got candy because, like, you know, he got candy.
Belly likes candy. Yeah.
And then Conrad came and he got the Sour Patch Kids. Yeah. He was like, no, she likes these ones. And Conrad, Jeremiah was like, whatever, like, it doesn't matter. And Belly really liked
the Sour Patch Kids. Yeah. I think it's just, like, just being noticed. Like, yeah, to be loved is to be seen. Them noticing little things that you do.
Yeah.
That might not even be that big of a deal. In, like, in normal, like, life up, yeah. I guess, outside of your relationship. But it's mm-hmm. it's really cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Anyways, that was a really good episode. Oh, we do have to wrap it up, and yeah. that's...
We'll see you next year.
Yeah, hopefully, yes. I think
one
so.
One day, one day.
New year, new us.
New year, new us. Because honestly, this kind of brought back my love for this like episode. Yes. I was like, wait, we could do so much with this. We have so much to say still. Thanks for listening to season 3.
We'll have more lore next time.
Oh,
hopefully not traumatizing.
Hopefully good lore. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.